I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clap, 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 clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast, hosted by Elliot Shure-Parks and Jack Fritz.
There was a while where you were thinking that when Embiid comes back, they're set up well. I think it was maybe two pods ago.
Yes.
It was a different time. Do you still feel like when Embiid is back, they have enough pieces around?
Because
Lowry's been better, I think, than we anticipated.
Yeah. I mean, the Knicks game was really good. Celtics, he's kind of just out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe when Embiid's back, it'll make more sense. I do think Embiid obviously changed a lot. I think
he's coming back soon.
You think he's coming back soon?
I think he's coming back soon.
I wonder at what point if they would consider shutting him down.
I don't think there's – I think there's a 0.0% chance.
What if it's – it's going to come down to – and I wonder if it gets this bad. I guess it could. Would you rather be like the 9-10 seed and play Embiid
right,
for the play-in, or would you rather just sit him and try to get the highest pick?
And tank.
Because I think that's going to be a real discussion, and I think it should be.
Yeah.
Because they don't have all their first-round picks going forward. I mean, I know they've done better about it.
Right.
But they have their first-round pick this year. And I know it's not a great draft class, according to Twitter.
So I don't know, I was going to say. I'd love to hear your take on the draft class. But here's a question. Like, would you rather, I guess this is kind of your question, only a little more specific. Would you rather have a top 10 pick or be like, make it to the second round again? You don't know what's going to happen in the second round.
I would rather make it the second round.
I think so, too. I think you have, as long as you have Embiid, you can't.
Well, and the other thing is, like, I don't think he would go for it. I think Embiid, saying that he's healthy, like if he's coming back and his knee still isn't 100%, like I would just shut him down. If his knee's 100%, it's just conditioning.
Yeah.
I think he's fine going out there. And he wouldn't go for it again because it seems as if he's very concerned about what people are saying about him.
Yeah, for sure. Well, did you see the Pat Bev thing where he was talking about
now he's like the number one NBA podcaster.
Yeah, he's also
there.
Like the number one source for Sixers info, feels like, outside of Clap Your Hands.
Yes.
But he was saying how before Denver, I'm paraphrasing here, Embiid was kind of like, I got to get to 65 games, whatever.
Yeah, that was an interesting quote because we played it, and I couldn't tell if he was thinking that's what Embiid was thinking.
Or if Embiid said
it. Or if Embiid was talking to him about
it. Yeah. My initial read on it was that that's what Embiid said.
It was too, but...
But I'm fine with that too. Like, I'm fine with Embiid pushing to try to play.
Yeah, but the only problem with it is, because Pat Bev also said that, he told him to sit 2 weeks earlier, mm-hmm. and that his knee was hanging on by a thread. So,
nice.
Which seems a little dramatic.
Well, I was also like when Pat Bev was talking about the spray they put on his knee.
Yeah,
I'd love to know what the, like,
the
a numbing
spray.
Cream. Yeah,
that's where he can't.
Dude,
feel
as someone
anything?
That just had like my mouth numb recently, it's a weird feeling. I can't imagine having your knee numb.
But you can't even feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was literally like touching my face, and it was like I wasn't even.
Have you recovered from the?
I am mostly recovered. Mostly.
Good.
Yeah. The bottom one still hurts a little bit, but it's not even a pain. It's like an uncomfortableness.
What's just funny is like, it feels like the, like that surgery just changed so much
like, for me, changed my life.
No, I'm talking about like just wisdom teeth surgery in general.
Yeah, well,
like,
first of all,
you've bounced back pretty well. Like,
I agree.
In the day when people got it, they were out of commission.
Yeah, I didn't miss any work.
Because you're a warrior.
I'm a warrior, exactly.
Because you're a
right.
warrior. But yeah, I wonder if it gets to a point where there's like a.
Well, let's look at their next.
We'll sit you down.
Let's look at their next few games.
The good part is the last five games are absolute cake that are essentially preseason
That's
games.
What the Eagles said. Just putting it out there. I mean, it's what the Eagles said.
That was Goddard's
idea. Yeah, yeah. So they have the Hornets.
Yes.
That has to be a win. Is that home?
Tomorrow.
It is at home. All right. So they're home versus the Hornets. That has to be a win. They go to Dallas. That's probably a loss. To Brooklyn?
Should be a win.
Okay.
Maybe.
I think that's probably a loss if I had to guess. And then the Grizzlies here, that has to be a win. Like, it's sad to say, but I think you have to at least go 2-2 in the next four games. Because you have the Pelicans, which is, you know.
Pelicans are good.
But then you have the Knicks in a back-to-back. You're probably losing both of those. The Bucks, probably a loss, obviously, based on what happened this past weekend. The Hornets have to win that one. And then it gets hard again. You have the Heat, but then you go west. The Suns, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Kings, the Clippers, the Cavs.
Ugh.
Like, they could realistically only win like three or four more games in that stretch. So like, and two of them have to come in this next four.
Yeah.
I don't think we set high goals on this pod.
Yeah.
But 2-2 in the next four. I need it.
Stay 500.
Yeah.
Stay 500. It's a dire time.
So
it's fascinating to see how the fan base has handled the Sixers.
I think real quick, I think Embiid comes back, if I had to guess, home versus the Cavaliers on March 29th. I don't think he plays the West Coast trip.
No.
So I would say the 29th versus the Cavs would be like the target.
And then the playoffs start April 16th.
So you have like 2 weeks.
Right.
Although Nick Nurse was saying, I guess this would qualify as that, but he was almost talking like they're going to have like multiple weeks.
Yeah.
Two, I don't really consider multiple.
Well.
I know it is technically multiple, but for me, multiple starts at three.
Well, that's
just
like,
say 2 weeks.
That's like when people try to tell me, you know, like 1 a.m. is really is the morning.
Yeah, it's not.
That's
the
still the night. The morning doesn't start till 3.
In my opinion, the morning starts once you go to sleep.
Well, sure.
Like, if I'm up at 4 a.m., I wouldn't be like...
But that's not still the next night. You still think that's the morning.
No, I think if it's 4 a.m., I still would consider that the same night.
No way.
What? The day didn't, like...
No, but I'm saying, like...
I get that it is the
post
morning.
Post 3 a.m. is the morning. Pre 3 a.m., still the
I think
night.
It depends what you're doing. Like, if you're out at a bar and you're still up drinking at 4 a.m., then I think that's the night.
When's the last time you did that?
It's been a while. I'm just
what
saying.
What if you're going to the airport at 4 a.m.?
Well, again, you will have woken up. So I think, like, the morning is when you wake up, and the night ends when you go to sleep. I think it's very clear. Like, what are you going to say, that you stayed up all night into the morning? I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, all right. So next Thursday. Right, I'll be driving to the airport at 4 a.m.
Why?
Because we're going to Clearwater.
Oh, you're going to be there Thursday and Friday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday okay. morning, we fly back.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Sound of the crack of the bat.
Oh, man. It's popping.
I do think, like, this sounds corny, but it is true. Like, the sounds of baseball. Actually, I have an opinion.
Okay, great. Is it a baseball opinion?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I think the Phillies really benefit from starting when the weather gets
correct.
Nicer. Like, I don't think people could be mad at the Phillies.
Uh-uh.
Like, because when you're starting off and you're in Clearwater, you're on vacation, it's warm. Like, whereas the Sixers start, and it's like, it's getting cold. It's
the
dark
Eagle
earlier.
Season's crumbling.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. The Phillies, I think the where on the calendar they play impacts so much how people treat them.
No, well.
Even
that,
just, like, going to a game, it's like, you know, it's nice out. You're, like, drinking, having a Coors Light. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And again, baseball for most people doesn't matter until like September.
Right.
And then it's just like, and then it's just a ramp up period. No sport goes from zero to like, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Like baseball.
Like regular season playoff baseball.
But where I was going with this was, I will say the sounds of baseball starting, like Howard Eskin tweeted this. I think it was such a good observation. The sound of even just like them walking across the pavement.
And, oh, the cleats.
Yeah.
The spikes.
Yeah, and then like the sound of the bat.
Tell you what, if you want to start, the smell of the grass.
Yeah.
If you want me to start welling up on this podcast, I will.
Talk about baseball.
Dude, it's great. Well, I actually agree with you, though. I actually have 100% agreement. Because think about it. Like the opening days / opening nights that I feel like we look forward to the most are baseball and football.
Yep.
Because football, it's like football, obviously. But it's also like fall, early fall. Like you're coming off the summer, whatever. It's a good portion. Phillies, you're coming out of the cold.
Like you can't help but feel even just watching the game. It's like, because everyone there is sunny, they're on vacation.
Smiling.
Like who's going to a spring training game on vacation and is sitting there in the stands and being like, ugh, this bullpen's not good enough. Like everyone's just having fun there.
Yeah,
I feel like the Sixers, it's like the season starts, it's like October, like November.
I wonder if the NBA would ever consider, well, they should, like just starting the season, I guess, later so they could try to dominate the summer. Or try to
What if they played outside? it's nice out, that's what I'm saying.
What's the season? 40 games.
I'm saying you could play some of them.
Would you start the season on Christmas? Talk about joyful.
Yeah, I think that would be a good one.
Joyful, hopeful.
That's a good point. I think from a vibe perspective, starting on Christmas would be good.
Yeah, start on Christmas.
Really need a beat to come back.
And then you end the season right before football, like August.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Change everything. If football's already going to take over Christmas, then...
Yeah, football's going to take over.
I can't wait for... Yeah.
Until basketball.
I can't wait... Yeah, right. Yeah. I can't wait until, like... Christmas falls on Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah, and the NFL's still like, we'll just
play. Yeah. Great.
Who cares?
Look, they're playing it for so long on Friday.
I know. They don't care anymore.